even Church of England Common Worship daily prayer outlines, paper versions or online versions. I have a scripture come through onto my email every morning. I have to say in Lent it's a bit on overload, there's a few others as well, but it comes through every morning, and that gives you a focus really to look at. And I know Rolf said that from last week when Johnny Douglas was here, he put something on Facebook, thank you, and so Johnny Douglas is up really early and it's on really early, so whatever time you get up, if you're on Facebook and want to look, that gives you something to think about and to start your day focusing on God. But what's really important is that we find a time and a rhythm that suits our life, one that we can keep to generally. It's not just individual prayer, we have corporate times of prayer as well, and that can be really helpful individually and obviously as a church. Like I said at the beginning, in home group, we pray for each other, things going on in our lives. And I know Sue, as she leads the group, she keeps a book as well, and we periodically flick back and see how God has answered prayer for things in our lives and for the bigger things in the world that are laying heavy on our hearts. And we also take home one name, one person's name, to commit to pray for that person during the week. And those marbles are a great encouragement, a good reason really for being in a home group. As a parish, we have a prayer breakfast on the first Saturday of each month. We go around the three different churches, and the next one, the 6th of March, the first Saturday in March, we will be at Living Water, 8 o'clock, a time of prayer and then sharing breakfast together. I could make the same comment probably about the prayer breakfast as I make about my own prayer life. We could do better. So put it in your diary. See if you can come along this first Saturday in March, the 6th of March. It would be great if we had to nip out to the shops to get some more breakfast because so many people turn up. We pray together, don't we, before the service. We gather in St. Catherine's Chapel. And again, if you want to join us, especially perhaps if you're doing the reading or the prayers or taking any part, anybody though, please do join us to pray for the service. And we have prayer ministry again in the chapel at the end of the service. Phil spoke about that a few weeks ago, where people can come forward, you can receive prayer, and it can be for anything, very small, very big, the world, whatever, giving thanks, whatever prayer ministry that's available. We have a prayer diary that comes out each month that we can use as we read our Bible daily, as we pray daily. And we have prayer chains, and in a minute Barbara's going to just come up and remind us about those prayer chains. And then we also have occasional prayer times. When we were thinking and planning about the refurbishment of the church, we met together regularly to pray for that. Personal prayer times, corporate prayer times, they're not actually add-ons to our Christian faith. We're Christians and we will pray and we will do that. They are part and parcel of our Christian life. They are essential to our ongoing relationship with God as we worship him, as we get to know him more, as we bring our concerns to him, and as we seek our will for his life, for our lives. One question. The most famous verse in the Bible? Anybody know? Yeah, brilliant. For God so loved the world. God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Surely as we think of all that Jesus accomplished through his life, through Gethsemane, through his death and his resurrection, surely the only thing we can do is repent and in joy bring our worship and our prayer and our praise to him. I'm going to ask Barbara to come up, and she's just going to remind us about how the prayer chains work.
I just remind you before I start of a verse in Philippians. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And if you read your notice sheet, you will know that on the back, down at the bottom on the right, I think. No, left, sorry. My father used to say, who's left, yours or mine? That's the left side. There is a little note about the prayer chain with a couple of phone numbers. So what is the prayer chain? And what is its purpose? I don't know if you know, but I know that some people don't know. It's a group of people committed to being on call for anyone who has an urgent and immediate prayer need. At present, we are two daytime chains, 167 people, on call between 8 in the morning and 10 at night. One evening chain from 6 to 10, and then four very noble people who are willing to be called from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. We work to very strict guidelines, the main one being that anything that we are asked to pray about, we do so in complete confidence. The request can be for any sort of situation. It often is sickness, but it doesn't need only to be that. Family situation, sometimes all sorts of things. We are willing to pray with you. If you ask for prayer for someone else, which is also very acceptable and often happens, where possible, you should ask that person first if they are happy for that. Now, that obviously doesn't always work, but where it is possible, you should ask the person or people's permission. Now, as you'll see from the prayer chain, I am the first port of call, and my number is on the notice sheet, but I'd prefer not 10 to 8 a.m. Ruth is the opener for that. Then what do I do if a prayer request comes in? Well, hopefully it's not when I'm in the middle of cooking supper or just about to go out the door, but it very often is. I then go to the leaders of the two daytime teams and, if appropriate, whatever the time, to the evening people. And I pass on that prayer chain fairly succinctly, I hope, to them to pass round to the rest of their chain, or it goes down the chain, each person passing on. Sometimes that can be finished in 10 minutes. Quite often it's longer than that. If somebody, the next person is out, then I go on to the next person until I find someone who's in, and then you have to go back through it again. But it's all good fun, and we usually manage to get everyone on the chain in the end. And it also includes little chats on the way, I find. But anyway, any of you who prays will know that prayer can be a spiritual battle. And we would value your prayers for us as we are part of the prayer chain. And if you think that maybe this is something that you could do to be part of a prayer chain, please talk to me afterwards or ring later on when you've had time to think and pray. Speak to someone else on the prayer chain. I can point you to people. It is a commitment, and it's quite a challenge sometimes, and there have been situations which have been very sad and emotionally draining. But being part of a prayer chain is as I said, sometimes inconvenient, but it is a very great privilege to share with others in need and with the rest of the team. Can I just encourage you? I've not written that down. Can I just encourage you? Please do use the prayer chain. I'm saddened sometimes by quite committed members of the church who, it turns out, have had some sort of trauma or situation, whatever, and don't call on us. As I've said, it should be completely confidential, and I would encourage you to do so.
Yes, we are reticent sometimes to ask for prayer. I'm going to ask John if he'd like to come up. He's just going to give us a testimony about prayer and answered prayer.
Yes, it also involves the prayer chain, because I think many of you will know that in the late autumn I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I had a difficult time really between the end of the Christmas festivities when all the family had left and New Year's Eve when I was due for an operation at Addenbrookes in Cambridge. This was a difficult time for Joy and I and the whole family. But we spoke to Barbara and asked the prayer chain and other people in the church to pray for us. And we knew we were, as we waited for that operation, closely supported by the prayers of this church family and our friends. And again, I'd been warned that after the operation, the days could be a bit dispiriting, and those first few days were difficult. But again, both Joy and I knew the power of prayer and the real presence of God. And I just want to say thank you to so many of you here who I know prayed for us in that difficult time. And 6 weeks on, well, I'm getting back to normal, and I've got an appointment at Addenbrookes later this week, which will determine whether I need any further treatment. And beyond that, I'm looking forward to what the Lord has in store for us in 2016, because I know that my recovery is due not just to the amazing skill of that surgical team in Addenbrookes, but also the loving response of our Heavenly Father when we pray to him in faith. Thank you.
Thank you, John. So just before Derek comes up to lead us in a time of prayer, I don't know if there is anybody else who I haven't primed beforehand who wanted to come up and say anything about prayer. Phil, would you like to come up? Nearly like being in a classroom, putting your hand up, wouldn't it?
I hate it when you get that through the service that you have to say something, so you have to get out of your seat of anonymity and put yourself at risk. But I just wanted to share very quickly, it's not directly my story, but actually it's the story of one of my older sons, Daniel, who came here when he was a toddler, and many of you may remember him. And over the last few years, as he's become bigger and a teenager, decides not to come here. But we talk a lot about God and faith. He normally brings it up and asks questions, and quite often it's quite challenging, and you think, oh, I don't know the answer to that one. Let's talk about it. But the other day we were talking, and he said, you know, I thought I knew God and I was a Christian because my parents went to church and I grew up and got to know it all. But he says, but I realised I didn't really know God. But he says, the last year or two, you know, me and God, we chat a lot, and you know, he does that a lot, you know, when he's in bed, when he's sleep, you know, trying to go to sleep and that sort of thing. And he said, oh, you know, me and God, we're a bit like that now, you know. And I could just see the sense of relationship in his eyes, which was, you know, excuse me, it's emotional, but it was really encouraging. And it was about, you know, for him, prayer is about getting to know God. And I'm reading a book at the moment about prayer by Philip Yancey. Read a book by him, it's brilliant. And at the crux of it, really, it's about relationship. And if you find prayer hard, I find prayer hard, it, you know, just start with, we're trying to get to know God and learn from a teenager that doesn't come to church, but is trying to know God.
I know we're talking about testimonies, and this might just, I can see, Rob, you're over there. Is it all right? Yeah. Rob was here last Sunday, and he'll tell you himself that, he had a difficult time. His brother, Dave, was diagnosed with double pneumonia, and he was in hospital at death's door. He had very, very, very low oxygen levels in his blood, and he was in a terrible, terrible state. And you had ministry after the service, but then we were texting one another. We can tell you this now because this is all open. But we were texting Barbara in the prayer group, in the prayer chain. And late at night, I sent a text to Barbara. She received it. She acted on it. This was late at night. And there was so much prayer going out for Dave. Dave, if you don't know that, is the guy who, together with Rob, close brothers, built our PA desk here. Terrific guys, very lovely fella. And anyway, throughout the week, got texts from Rob, and just short ones. And gradually, as prayer powered up and got in, every prayer was answered. The infections went down, the food, it started to come online, he got his strength back, and I believe now the last text you'd sent me was he was actually out of hospital. That was in a week of being very, very close to death. I praise God for that, eh?